or statewide 1-800-477-1037. Now, back to the Zone.
Where did you come from, baby?
Welcome back in the Zone. Busy first hour here today. Christina LaCure is here, Wally Hall is here, Maddie T is here, and I'm here. Go back to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. We will take some calls from listeners here in a little while, too, but I guess Kale Gober qualifies. He is a listener, and he's also the Assistant Athletic Director for Development at the University of Arkansas. We can talk to him about that, and of course, his former employer in school playing in the Battle of the Ravine this week as well. So, Kale Gober, welcome back. How are you?
Phenomenal. What was that bumper music there?
That was a little Michael Jackson.
Man, I was like,
PYT, pretty young thing.
Yeah, run that back.
I'll give you some on the way out.
Yeah, everything's going great. How about you? You guys doing all right?
Man, everything's good. It's a beautiful day. Great. A little cool here in Central Arkansas, but it's all good. So,
crisp.
Battle of the Ravine this week, my man. I know we're here to talk about Arkansas, but I mean, pretty exciting stuff down here.
You know, God is so great that he ended up giving Arkansas a bye week when Henderson plays OBU. So I got to go down and get my winter clothes and all that jazz, so I may slide over and catch that game.
That'll be a lot of fun, for sure.
And
RJ Hawk has been talking trash. Roger Scott wrote a pro-Henderson, anti-OBU song. I mean, we got all sorts of problems going on up here now.
Kale, how long have you been on the Arkansas campus now?
2 months. My first day was the first football game, so I guess that was the 31st, so... A little over 2 months, 2.5 months.
Didn't take you long to get a basketball performance center, did it?
Well, you know.
Make miracles happen over there.
Greatness acts quick, I guess. I had about as much to do with that as Justin did, so.
Well, thank you. So about half. All right.
Yeah.
Kale, let's talk about the facility. And I know, I can only assume, there's some sort of academic portion of the facility as well, which I know the folks in the administration would love to focus on also. But it's obviously an idea whose time has come. The only school in the SEC that doesn't have one, which is weird to me. But anyway, just talk to me about some of the advantages, why you guys felt like it was important, and what's what the timeline is on the construction.
Yeah, I think the timeline, you know, for a project like that is going to be estimated at 18 months, but it's going to be done first class, that's for sure. We'll go from being the only school not to have one to having the best one. And so that's the way that Jeff Long's mentality is. You know, if we're going to do something, we want to do it right, much like the Fred W. Smith Center, the Football Ops Center. The advantage is really, I mean, there's so many of them. Obviously, the players will have a place to call home that is theirs. But the facility is 100% symmetrical between men and women, so each of them will have their own practice court, their own locker room, their own players lounge, you know, a film area. It just gives the players a lot of time to really develop their craft and be really good at it. And you know, if you're coming to play big time college basketball, you want to play in the NBA, and as a coach, you want to recruit kids who want to play in the NBA. And if you watched, you know, either of the games last night, you know, the Kentucky game, I bet there were 11 NBA players on the floor last night. And that's what we want to get to. And so to do that, you have to have a setup that is conducive to kids, you know, fine-tuning their craft to where they can play at the next level. And the situation now, although we have, you know, the Basketball Palace of Mid-America, it's an incredible facility, it's a timing issue, because you have the women and the men sharing it. And then on top of that, you have other just outside events, the Walmart shareholders events, you have different concerts and things. And so it's just not a good situation. The lights go off at 11 o'clock in that facility. So if some kid wants to go shoot free throws, you know, they better get in before 11. And then you go to the Hyper Center. Well, the Hyper Center is fantastic, but the way that the university is growing, that makes that a challenge too. So it just gets really congested, and this will create an opportunity for all of our student athletes, both men and women basketball players, to be able to get in and fine-tune their craft and really develop their skills.
Kale, be honest, will the locker room and lounge, will they be as nice as the ones in the football facility? Because those are outstanding.
Yes, they will be great. Now, obviously, they'll be a little more intimate because basketball, you just have smaller numbers. But, yeah, it'll absolutely be as impressive. I mean, the renderings don't do justice to what the, you know, all. And I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not an interior designer, but the renderings don't do justice what really all the woodwork and the graphics will bring out. But it is incredible. You guys will be able to see some renderings before too long, I'm pretty sure.
I'm excited. Kale Gober, the assistant AD for development at the University of Arkansas, joining us on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. And yeah, David Basil of our morning show, who saw this story. Saw the story this morning. He looked at the picture that was posted on the Arkansas website and said, "Oh, it's kind of plain looking. I don't know. I just didn't really." I'm thinking, really? That's your first comment? Come on, man. It's exciting.
Well, you should walk in the lobby, and it is all but plain. I mean, it is breathtaking how just it's a definite. The curb appeal is great. The student athletes are going to love it. It gives them a place where they can call home, and it is everything but plain. You know, consider the source. You know, David saying that. I mean, you know, what are we comparing that to? His suits?
Suit? Does he even own one?
He does. He complain
has a suit
that.
Guy.
Yeah, he'll complain that he's too fat and he can only wear like two of them. I'm sure he has like 200 though.
Anything short of a spaceship was going to be boring today.
I thought you might model it after boring. I thought you might model it after the Clinton Library, make it look like a trailer or something, but I guess that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not plain, especially on the inside. I mean, it's really trendy. It's what the kids want these days, and that's what we're about. And we got to make things where the student athletes want it, because that's who we're here for.
This is true. Cale, I had heard a rumor that there might be some anthracite returning on an occasion to the Razorback basketball uniforms. Can you confirm or deny that?
I can't. First of all, I had to look that word up, anthracite. But no,
that's
I,
what
I
that makes Superman powerless, I believe.
Yeah, kryptonite, right? Is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that it doesn't look good on me because I'm a wide fella, so I won't be wearing anthracite, but it's not for those reasons.
Yeah, everybody knows anthracite is very slimming.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. I haven't found my color yet. It's not orange.
No, that's true. That doesn't look good on anyone.
I'm expecting to lose some weight this basketball seat, having to walk all the way up to where the press seats are now.
Oh, boo, boo. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was my decision, Wally.
While
you're
building that building, you want to throw an elevator in there for Wally?
Yeah, I'm going to write a new book. It's called Sports Writer Problems. I mean, you want to talk about boo-hoo over here.
It's at the concourse now.
You know, Wally, you got to remember who you're talking to. I'm all about adding an elevator and naming it after you. We have certain naming opportunities that we would be glad to do for a certain donation. Would love to talk at some point.
I just wrote a check to United Way.
Yeah, that's a good cause.
That's
cool. We're all in this together.
I'm going to guess that Wally's not quite out of checks yet, so I bet we can work something out there, Cam.
Yeah, that's right.
United Way and Church, that's me.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's good. Those are great causes.
Yep.
So you will be down in Arkadelphia this weekend.
I will be. We're headed out on Friday evening sometime, and just trying to, you know, we're gonna rake the yard and sweep the floors and get our winter clothes and then head back up the way. But I tell you, the drive this time won't be as beautiful as it was a couple of weeks ago when I got to do it. It was unbelievable. The leaves were changing, and it was really a great fall in that regard. But I'm looking forward to going to see the Reddies. I've only got to see them once this year, and it was on the road, so I hadn't seen them in the red unis. So I'm really looking forward to that game. It's a really cool event. If you're in Arkansas and you haven't been, I hate to advocate on behalf of OBU's gate sales, but I'm telling you, it is quite an event. I say everybody should go at least once. It's really cool. The closest two football playing schools in America.
There is a rumor going around that there may have been contact by ESPN finally, after we've been begging for 10 years. They may finally be catching on to the uniqueness of the game and the history of the rivalry. So hopefully there's something done on that in the very near future, maybe even this week. So we'll see. But Razorback basketball on the court on Friday night at the Bug.
Louisiana.
Yeah,
that's right. And then a Monday against SMU. So Larry Brown bringing his talents to Fayetteville.
Yes, his talents. I don't know how much talent he's bringing along with him, but we'll see.
Right.
Cale, always appreciate the time. Have a safe trip down to Arkadelphia this weekend, and we'll visit again soon, man. Thanks so much.
All right. Hey, see you in the elevator, Wally.
All right, buddy.